Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Real Talk Radio with Brian and Hope. I'm your host, Brian, and I'd like to welcome my co-host, Hope. Good evening, young lady.
Hello, everybody. Good evening. How are you?
And I would like to welcome our internet source, Angel Eva, with us to the show tonight. We are making up for Monday night, since we had a little bit of technical difficulty. But we are carrying on with the part two of the trafficking and the abuse of the children in our country and around the world, for that matter. What do you think about it, ladies?
Well, I think it's happening in more ways than one. The abuse of the children. I mean, it's happening medically, physically, verbally, and any way possible if you look it up. And I can't believe that it's been allowed to get this far.
I agree.
Yeah. You know,
I agree with what Hope says. I mean, it's totally, completely, it's beyond ridiculous. I don't know. It's sinful. This is all propagated by evil. And can we stop it? That is the question. I mean, we can actually get the word out, yes. But I mean, this goes from the Vatican I don't want to say normal households, but households that you would think that were somewhat normal.
It goes into the Child Protective Services. I was looking it up today. Like, I was I've watched a few videos of, you know, what actually goes on. And in 2020 in Arizona, there was 271 kids. Runaways were the majority, and then the rest were missing children. Well, they all went into protective custody with Arizona, and they were kind of just lost. You know, there's no accounting for them. It's outrageous what's being happening. CPS, the judges have actually been caught falsifying, like allowing fraud in their courtroom. These workers falsifying information to take these kids from the parents and then putting them in group homes where they're being abused. The orphanages, there was one closed down for abuse that happened. They had 9 girls in a room sleeping together in a very small room. The boys were in a smaller room on 2 mattresses, and this is an orphanage.
Wow.
It's happening everywhere, and it's under the radar, and you have to look for the information, and it's disturbing. Pardon?
I see stories like that about the CPS workers taking payments to put these kids, they call them foster homes, but they're actually traffickers.
Oh,
well,
yeah,
they are.
So when you think about it, though, those foster care workers, service workers, the people that work for the state, they are double dipping because they're not only getting paid monies from we the taxpayers that are supporting them, they're getting paid for being traffickers and providing this service to these animals.
100%.
Yeah, that's right. They have it's a program. It's a paid-for program from the Social Security money, and it was championed by Hillary Clinton and signed into law by Bill.
What is it?
That's how they're getting paid. I looked it up today. And then, what's happening is the counties, they need the money that's happening to balance their books because it's going through the court system. So if a parent has to go through a program for anger management or parenting skills or whatever, well, the court's going to kick back from that. So the system would break the system would break. And I think that's the biggest problem we're having right now, is if everybody goes all in and starts to make noise, how many people are going to go down? And then what happens?
The system, they're afraid the system would break. The system's hurting our kids. That means it's already broken.
No, I can appreciate that. And that's my issue, is where was everybody when they came for the kids? Like, where are the voices? Why aren't we standing for the kids, like, loudly as everybody's making noise about everything else? Where is the noise for these children?
Agreed.
Especially since the children are our future. You know, you have an excellent point there, Hope. How about, this was years ago, but the Queen of England, we'll call her Elizabeth, and her husband Philip, you know, they went to an orphanage and got a bunch of kids from the orphanage and allegedly took them on an outing, a picnic, and the children were never returned to the orphanage. What happened to those children? Why aren't people asking questions about that? This is what, okay, just like, remember when Haiti had that big old huge storm and Hillary Clinton's buddy was caught trying to take, I believe it was 34 children out of Haiti without any kind of paperwork?
Yep.
Okay, why the heck why the heck, Brian, is this allowed for one thing, and you know, this, it just, why aren't there questions?
There are questions, but there are two answers to every question that you just asked.
Okay, what is
why
the answer to the question?
Why are they allowed
to take the children out of there?
Money and power.
But why weren't the children returned?
Money and power.
Brian, it's not as simple as that. Okay, I wouldn't take that as an answer. You know, I don't live in England, but I wouldn't take that as an answer.
That's exactly, unfortunately, that is the answer. It's about money and power. These people are evil. They don't care about anything else but money and power.
They don't.
Any kind of power. Physical, mental, financial, whatever. They want it.
Okay. I'm the type of person that believes where there's a will, there's a way. And
so I'm with you there. You're like me.
That's why
I
you have people
push
like us.
For answers. I can't take that for an answer anymore, money and power. I'm sorry. No, money nor letters behind the name makes a human, and I've had enough of that. Like, I've just had enough. These people are not good. They don't have anybody's best interest at heart but themselves. They've proven it time and again with what they do. Their actions speak louder than their words. They can say all they want as they're flying around on their private jets with the carbon shooting out the back of the plane, but I have to suck out of a paper straw. What?
Right.
Like,
right.
It's the do as I say, not as I do, and you're not a good human if you don't follow my dictate, but just never mind what I do. And we can go about, you know,
the ability to do that. Money and power.
What affords them the ability to do that? We do by
money
our silence or our lack of pushback.
That I have to agree with Hope on that, because we are lackadaisical. And I understand it to a point where our lackadaisically.
This whole society has grown entirely too damn complacent.
playing Don King right now, making up words. But
okay, you go right ahead.
But
I think you got a little bit of Mikey in there too, Mike Tyson.
I'm sorry?
I think you got a little bit of Mike Tyson in there too.
But, you know, we can, you know, actually, it's going to take more than one person, okay? But it starts with one person, and then it will perpetuate. And then, but there has to be something more than just us sitting here on the radio as we do and complain about it. I mean,
exactly.
We have to physically do something about it, because it's to the point of this is beyond sad. There are no words for it except for pure evil.
Well,
and,
I agree. Like,
you know,
they've got
the
went
Vatican.
Into the mine. Oh, go ahead.
You got
go
the
ahead.
Vatican.
Sorry.
And let's use the priests as examples. Okay, just like all those priests that have been known and busted for pedophilia, and nothing becomes of it. The Vatican pays off these victims, and it's swept under the rug.
Well, why is the Catholic Church that's supposed to be, you know, godly and all, holding on to all this wealth, and the world suffers?
Because they're pure evil.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness. I mean, they are the biggest.
No, I can appreciate that 100%.
They're the biggest distributors of pornography in the world.
Oh,
this
yeah.
is the Vatican.
No, I understand that.
And
probably a church shop
in the
Vatican.
How can it
they
be
have
stopped?
So much locked up underneath the Vatican. I mean, who knows what's down there, really?
Oh, yeah. You're right. You know, I think that there has to be tougher laws against these perpetrators. You know, instead of a slap on the hand, or you know, turn your head and look the other way. Crap, that's got to cease and desist.
These people are not kidding.
Does it happen?
There has to be doggone tougher laws. I just read. Oh gosh. I forget what state it's in, but they're going to have the death penalty for
pedophiles.
For pedophiles.
Yeah, I remember seeing that too.
And that's how it should be.
Well, see, that's intimate.
I
have intimate knowledge of that. Unfortunately, I went through it. Like. My abuser, I had him, you know, charged, and we went to court, and he was found guilty, and he went to jail. But he only got a 2-year sentence because the laws up here are absolutely atrocious. It was brutal. It was absolutely brutal. But the officer that took my statement, it was a long, brutal statement, and he took a 6-month leave of absence to stay with me through court. He was with me. He went to all the Crown meetings with me. He just was by my side. Yeah, because he didn't want me to lose faith in men. Yeah,
you know,
yeah, he did. He wanted me to know that there was good men out there that would stand by people. Oh yeah, I can't remember his name. God forgive me. I want to go get the court records just so I can know. You know, and if nothing else, thank his family, even if he's not around anymore. Because he saved my relationship with, you know, with the other side. It could have gone a really bad way. It was brutal. Like, I don't know the details of it.
It was Idaho.
And you were lucky, Hope, because there's so many. I mean, since this is so far and wide, there are police departments that are involved in this too. And you were so lucky, Hope, to have somebody who actually cared.
Yeah, he was a gentleman. He really was. The way the court system works up here, and I don't know how it is down there, when the victim is testifying, you have to face the accuser gets a chance to face you. But when he's mm-hmm. testifying, you're not allowed to be in the courtroom. So he can say whatever he wants. You have no idea. You have no idea. And I don't understand that. I think it's an absolutely atrocious thing to do because you have to really have every detail while they're staring you down. And they just get to say
there to defend it.
Well, yeah, not until you take the stand. Yep. Yep. Yep, not until you take the stand, and then they pick you apart on the stand, the defense attorneys. Oh my goodness me.
Oh yeah.
Because I think I was 15 when we filed, going on my 16th birthday. I think we were there for court, and they try to twist everything in your life. They go and they interview all your friends, especially the boys. Yeah. And then they tell you all about yourself while you're all on the stand. Yeah, it's quite the process. But I went through Catholic Children's Aid Society for counseling. What they do, they gave me a counselor that looked exactly like my abuser.
Oh,
because
my gosh.
The shock of it. Yeah, I was supposed to be shocked into getting over my fear. Yeah.
See, but, and they,
talk about creating a PTSD.
That is plain dirty, which it is plain dirty, but that's an understatement for them to do that because it's like, how can we hurt this person even more? I think that happens in just about every trial case, though, is that for rapists, you had Hillary Clinton defending a rapist, and she was freaking laughing about it, and she was supposed to be his attorney, and she's laughing about it, and she's supposed to be a crusader for women's rights.
I think her and Ghislaine Maxwell were business partners.
They probably were because it's never been disputed that Jeffrey Epstein used to brag about being the co-founder of the Clinton Foundation, and it's never ever been disputed.
All those foundations are tied in together. I mean, they all invest in the same programs and the same medicine, the backdoor deals, and everybody knows everybody, so so-and-so is going to say something to somebody, and it just continues. It just continues.
Mm-hmm.
And we argue with ourselves, you know, and round we go. And I think I'm just to the point where I've truly had enough of this, and I don't understand why we're allowing these people to still be in power. I mean, up here, look at the Liberal government. They lost how much money? Like, it's just uncounted for. Oh, sorry, I'll do better next time. That was her deal. Oh, yeah, I'll, sorry about that. I'll make sure I do better next time. And then she got a promotion to the UN.
Excuse me. We didn't even get that out of Joe Biden. He's on national TV, and he is molesting children on national TV, and no one has done anything about it. Nothing. You have his daughter's diary and Ashley Biden's diary.
I actually have a video of him talking to she was a 12-year-old girl at the time, and she didn't know he didn't know that she was recording on his phone.
Oh, yeah.
And he was telling her that she was a sexy young thing and all this, but don't tell your mom. And then all of a sudden she said, I'm recording it. And he was shocked.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're recording it.
And these are the things that, you know, you have the news prostitutes who are perpetuating this and brushing it off their shoulders, thinking that, oh, he's just an old man. He's grandpa. And it's like, oh my gosh, if my grandfather ever acted like that, I would probably have done him in.
I have to kind of agree with you there. I mean, my grandfather didn't act like that around any of us girls, I can promise you that. I mean, he'd come by and, you know, give you a smack and say, what you doing on the floor? You got to be prepared for everything. I mean, that's kind of where he was, you know what I mean? He was just, I don't understand. Mm-hmm. That's not a grandpa to me. I'm sorry. That's just a dirty old man in more ways than one.
It is. The only person that I ever saw kind of halfly fight back, it was Jeff Sessions when Joe Biden took a dive at his granddaughter. And I believe that he slapped Joe Biden's hand.
Good for him.
For doing that.
Good.
And,
oh, yeah.
And,
yeah, they didn't put that on the box.
You haven't seen that? Yeah, Jeff Sessions.
No, I haven't seen that.
And he stepped in. He actually was a brave soul and stepped in and put a stop to it so Joe Biden could not, approach his granddaughter.
Well, that's awesome. It's not as bad, but didn't Pelosi elbow a girl to get her out of the way, a young girl? To move her over.
Oh, yeah.
And get out of my camera view. Come on, move.
Oh my gosh. And you know, again, it was said maybe on mainstream media once, but again, it was brushed under the rug. Nothing pursued of it.
That was gone with a quickness.
Just like this, Nikki Haley crap. She is an unregistered sex offender. Okay, she committed crimes in a public park, and for those crimes, she should register as a sex offender. And this is not being talked about. It needs to be talked about, and get her, humiliate her. That's if these people can be humiliated. You had Doug on, Adam Schiff, who was real buddies with Ed Buck, a convicted cocaine dealer and murderer, and Ted Lieu of Congress, he's a buddy of his too. Hillary Clinton's a buddy of Ed Buck's. Adam Schiff, he actually met up with a little boy. I think the little boy was either 10 or 13 years old. Mm-hmm. And the little boy ended up dying. And there was a big cover-up about that. And he's in Congress.
I've seen the articles about that one.
He's in Congress. And the people who were going to testify against Adam Schiff just so happened to have been in a helicopter crash. All three of them.
Oh, wow.
And it happened at a hotel in Los Angeles, but swept under the rug. He's in Congress. Go figure. These criminals are totally, completely in Congress. They're making laws against us. We the people of the world.
Oh, 100%. It's happening all over the place, unfortunately. But they're getting into the kids' minds. It's the indoctrination now that's changing them and making them believe that it's okay. Look at all the
the actual sexual acts that are in these books that these kids are reading. I mean, parents have been showing them at meetings. It's all older
yeah.
than that, if you care to look. But people have to actually look and then believe instead of, you know, oh, it's been debunked. Oh, there's a word for you. I'll debunk you, all right. Like, I don't get it. People believe, but because it's social media and they have so many followers, you just want to believe what comes out their mouth. They're not sharing links. It's just an opinion, but, oh, their opinion is right. PhD behind their name, so you're just going to take them for their word.
I know a lot of people who have driver's licenses and still can't drive for shit.
Yeah, no, it's true.
Many years ago when the news media, especially in Canada, the news media was penalized for not giving truthful news.
Every news media
that.
Should be.
Oh, I think so. Well, see, you want to know what Canada did? We gave the Order of Canada to a gentleman, I want to say gentleman, but his name is Peter Dalglish, because he's not a gentleman, and he was jailed for 16 years for sexual assault in Nepal. Order of Canada.
Wow. See, this is what, and people just blindly vote these people in. And some of it, a lot of these voting establishments, you know, it's done illegally, just like there's no way on God's green earth that Joe, I can't complete a sentence, Biden got 81 million votes. There's no way. That did not happen.
No.
You know?
No.
It was...
Well, see, like, there's a quote. Hold on. I got to go and I got to see if I can find it. But it was a Rothschild that said it, Nathan, if I remember the name right. And he said, I do not care which puppet is placed on the throne or sits on the throne of England on which the sun never sets. The man who controls the British money controls the British Empire, and I control the British money. So it's been since forever. I mean, they're just figureheads. That's all they are. They're not controlling anything. The people in power are above them. They're just following orders, unfortunately, and getting everything they want in return. Every sinful thing they want.
The people in power are the people that run the World Economic Forum, the New World Order, every one of those three letter agencies.
Well, it's the UN that's a really huge problem. Like, there's
they're really scared right now. If Trump gets back in the presidency, he wants to leave the UN and NATO.
Donald Trump was, he did want to get us out of the UN.
Well, he's right. We're paying for
and,
all of it.
And he needs to, if he becomes president again, he needs to take us out of NATO. He needs to take us out of the UN, period. No, if and or buts about it. And make it so that it is... you're not allowed to erase that executive order or however he deems it.
Should be a lifetime order.
Because this is out of control. And people lot of people don't realize, you know, the power that these groups have been given.
Well, here you want to know, if you go to pbsinternational.org and look up UN sex scandal abuse, it'll say in the past 15 years, the UN has recorded more than 1,700 allegations of sexual abuse by its peacekeepers in conflict zones from the world, from the Congo to Kosovo, East Timor to Haiti. But the UN only has records of 53 ununiformed peacekeepers and one international civilian being sent to prison.
There's a documentary about it as well.
See, and this, and yeah, it's, there's only been, you know, one case documented. It's like, come, really? If there's one case, there's more than one.
For sure.
Yeah, but it's the uniform that gets me.
Oh, you know, they weren't wearing the uniform, so what, that somehow makes it better?
Yeah.
But why are these countries still with them if these allegations are going on? Like, what is going on in this world? Is it really,
you know?
Really,
you know, those statistics from the Vatican.
Sadly.
Yeah, I'll see what I can find.
You know, sadly, it is, you know, people have become so dumbed down. And I don't mean education-wise. I mean the food that you consume. It's not even real food. You go to these fast food restaurants, and all you are is you're eating recycled crap. FDA food death agenda.
Yeah, no, I know.
That's what I call it. And
I know you
do.
Allow 10,000, like over 10,000 preservatives in food, and they test hardly any of them for safety.
You know,
you can look it up.
And that's another thing about Russia, is Russia does not allow any GMO foods into their country. And they don't have GMO foods. I don't know if you saw that little thing that Tucker Carlson did when he went grocery shopping in Russia, and the amount of groceries he got as opposed to the amount of groceries he would have gotten in the United States, the price difference. And again, Russia, they don't have genetically modified organisms, food, in Russia.
I'm not sure in Canada. I haven't been able to find anything yet. But you guys got GMO mosquitoes flying around down there.
There was millions and millions of them released within the last, it was definitely within the last 3 months that they were released.
Well, 2021, they released in the Keys. That's when they started.
And who allows this kind of crap? Who allows it? Why aren't these people putting up a fight? I know there's this one woman, she was in the, I believe she was in the Air Force, and she was a whistleblower. I know that her first name is Megan, and she came out with videos of, you know, them spraying the skies with aluminum, barium, and all the other poisons that they put in the air. And we the people, are we really that, it's hard for me to believe that we are really that dumbed down that we think that these clouds that look like, I don't know, there's a big difference between chemtrails and contrails. And chemtrails are not natural. Contrails are natural. Contrails are just the trails of a flying craft, where the chemtrails are actually released into the atmosphere, and we ingest them.
Yeah, I watched a video.
That's right.
It was taken over the UK not too long ago. I mean, for Christ's sake, it looked like the top of an apple pie.
Oh my! Yeah, for sure, with a lattice. Oh
yeah,
my, you're right.
That
you
was
are
crazy.
Right, Brian. I have, and I don't know. I think on one of my phones, I have actual pictures of that.
Yeah.
I like the one where they put X, like X marks the spot. But this,
yeah.
This is true.
It's the way it is. Stay out
and
of the zone.
Yeah. Boop, boop.
But see, that's what kills me. They drop all this shit in the atmosphere. Our kids are soaking this up because they're supposed to be outside playing. And then they start developing all these little idiosyncrasies like ADHD and stuff like that with all the like you said, the GMOs that they put in the foods. And then they start developing disorders, serious disorders. And then the only thing they want to do is they want to give them these psychotropic drugs, which make it even worse instead of just addressing the damn problem to begin with.
Well, Brian, you brought up, you know, then they want to put you on this, okay? They want to put you on this, they want to put you on that to compensate for this that they deliberately did to you. So it's all about money. It's
and
all
the thing
about
is, the pill that
money.
They're giving you has worse side effects than the actual thing you're taking the pill for.
Oh, my goodness, you're right.
That.
You are
yeah,
right.
I can sense that one. I got another story there, too. Well, Butrin almost killed me.
Yeah,
literally. I've been lasting for 3 days. Like, that's partly why I didn't take the vaccine. But Dr.
David
Carlin, he took the vaccine ingredients. Yeah, right from the CDC site, and I shared them. And he called poison control. Like, do you know what they put in these things? And the answer from the pro-vax community is, it's about dosing, okay? They put formaldehyde, tween 80, mercury, aluminum, I can't even say it, exostenol or whatever, potassium, phosphate, sodium. And then the gentleman says, well, that's quite the list. They're all toxic to humans. They're used in fertilizer, pesticides to stop the heart, to preserve a dead body. They're registered in different categories, but they're all pretty much poison. Why do you ask? And he says, well, I'm wondering what would happen if I injected or gave my child any of these substances on some type of schedule. And he says, well, you'd probably be charged with criminal negligence and death if anything happened, like, you know, or murder if anything happened to your child. He goes, why? Do you know somebody? And he says, yeah, in industry, that's the ingredients in vaccines. And that's not even all of them. I haven't even had half of them yet. There's monkey serum. There's dogs, like bovine serum, canine serum.
Would even think of that in the first place to put that in there? You're right, Hope. You know, people need to be aware. You have to be your own advocate. And excuse me, and you have to be proactive. You have to put your foot down. My goodness gracious, why would they need, well, I'm just going to throw this out there, why would they need to put monkey feces into a vaccine? And you have to ask yourselves, people, common sense tells you, if it's coming out of the butt of a monkey, it shouldn't be going into your body.
Well, where was the AIDS vaccine cultivated in Africa?
And
monkeys.
You have got to not only wake up, but you have to put your foot down. When is enough enough?
I put that a lot of the time, yeah. Enough is enough. Some pushback has to be done. We can't just wait for people to do this, to make change, because honestly, there's so many moving parts. It has to be local. You have to go in from everywhere because it's happening in your local hospital.
Yep.
Everywhere.
Yep. For sure it is. So go to your city council meetings. I'm going to have to start. Like, I'm going to have to put my money where my mouth is 100%. I can't just sit here and, you know, say all this stuff and then do nothing. But
I think that's going to be my focus more so than being on X all the time, because I'm not getting anywhere on there. So,
well, you know, you can only wake up a certain amount of people, you know, on X. I am, excuse me, you know, I don't, I go to protests, I write letters, I go to rallies, and so on and so on. But obviously, not enough. And I do believe it takes to, what it's going to have to take is that we have to start at the local government, and then that becomes the domino effect. And
there's an interesting post you, for you ladies. You guys know who Sassafras is, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She just put a post up and said, she said, Donald Trump, in fact, did do warp speed, but he also told you to take amoxicillin and hydroxychloroquine. The media demonized it. They called it horse paste. Democrats wouldn't take a Trump vaccine, but gladly signed up under a Biden vaccine, which begs to question, is there a difference between the two vaccines, Biden's and Trump's? Let's not forget, Democrats kept the cities on lockdown. Fresh air, sunlight, swimming in chlorine all helped with getting rid of COVID. They knew it, and they kept you locked up. One more thing, let's not forget who mandated the vaccine. People who were forced to lose their jobs, couldn't travel, couldn't go to work or school, had to have a vaccine passport. Biden threatened Americans for not taking a vaccine. Media threatened us. He told us to give up and die and don't seek medical care if we get sick, because hospital beds shouldn't be wasted on the unvaccinated. Don't you dare freak out and blame Donald Trump for the way Democrats treated the unvaccinated Americans.
I thought that was an interesting take
between the two different vaccines.
Yeah, but there were four vaccines that came out. Okay, one you didn't hear diddly squat about, and you had Pfizer, Moderna, and what was the other one that was publicized?
AstraZeneca.
Johnson & Johnson.
Yeah, so those were the three that were publicized. There was one that they hardly spoke about, and
AstraZeneca caused all kinds of damage.
Oh wait! You know what? It wasn't AstraZeneca, the one that you just said, Hope. It was something else, and because I know of a chiropractor that took the one that I'm thinking about, and I forget the name of it, doggone it. But yeah, there were more than just, you know, two vaccines that came out. And
oh, for sure.
It feels like I'm yelling. I apologize if I'm yelling people. I had both headphones in my ears. So when I can't hear myself, I yell. So I agree with that, what she posted, to a certain extent. I think that, you know, I don't know how I'm going to put this. it's sad to say that anybody, even in Trump's position, didn't know what was going on. What's that saying? The blind.
Blind leading the blind?
No, not the blind leading the blind. Basically, where you're kept in the dark, so blindness is bliss or some crap. And,
like a mushroom?
There is
kept in the dark.
There,
you've got a lot of poop.
There,
ignorance is bliss.
There, There is no excuse for it. Just like Mike Pompeo came out, and for the life of me, I cannot find that interview. And it was Mike Pompeo, Donald Trump, and some other people. And Mike Pompeo basically was saying that without these words, I'm just ad-libbing here, there was a lot of secrets that were being kept, and Donald Trump says, well, I wish I had known about that. Oh, blindness is bliss?
Ignorance is bliss.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for correcting me. And, so Donald Trump should have known exactly who was doing what and why they were doing it, instead of being kept in the dark. I mean,
I think that's where his naivety in politics came in. He thought he had the people he could trust working with him.
But is
and
that
found
an
out
excuse,
that was not
though.
The case.
Is that an excuse, though? Because I've given him a lot of passes, okay?
I think
a
that's,
lot of passes
I think
on
really
a lot
his
of stuff.
Excuse.
Okay.
I think he's learned his
just
lessons.
Like him, just like him putting Mike Pompeo in the position that he put him in. Mike Pompeo is a warmonger, okay? He's as bad as John Bolton as far as going to war and stuff. He's not a good person. And he had him as his right-hand man, it seemed like, more so than he had Mike Pence there for a while. And, you really have to watch out the company that you keep, because
no matter where you go in politics and in Washington, nobody is clean.
Then that has to change.
And that you're right.
That has to change.
It does have to change.
I agree 100%.
We are long, long overdue for a major house cleaning. Not
the citizens
just a
of this country
cleaning.
Have grown entirely too complacent for entirely too long, and now we're paying the price for it.
Right. And what was that saying? I knew something was up, but I thought the next person was going to take care of it, and it goes on on a list of things. And it is just, it's so utterly sad that, what is the next generation going to take care of this stuff? We need to take care of it.
Eva.
And it's long overdue.
Eva, if
what?
Your career doesn't work out, you could always be a stand-up comedian.
Oh, shh.
Well, you want to talk about the next generation, okay?
Holy
they have. Shit. I watched a video yesterday about this girl, and she's talking about her bird self. Now, her bird self comes out when her other alters are not there. All her alters identify differently, okay? There's a bunch of them in there. They call it a system. Now, they go on. It's a spectrum, the genders, okay? So you can be a ghost self, an elf self. I mean, there's dogs, there's horses. And they do exercises in these altered states of mind. And they're serious about this stuff. They're absolutely serious. They absolutely believe they have like 6 or 7 people living in there, all under a different name. They never know who's going to pop out at what time. So, you got to be on point waiting for it. And I don't understand how they're allowing this in schools. They went in and did interviews with school. How many genders? One girl said 2. All the rest said, oh, it's a spectrum. Okay, can you name the genders? male, female, well, you know, there's a bunch of them, and there's this, and maybe, and it was just hard to watch.
I mean, come on, but, you got to think about, look at the people that they, these people had teaching them, people like Ketanji Brown Jackson, when she went in for her confirmation, she couldn't define what a woman was.
Boy, no, it's men. It's these men that are pretending to be women that are teaching
Pardon
our kids
friend,
this stuff. That's who's doing
kid,
it. And I'm sorry, forgive me,
cop,
but it is. There is.
Said it all.
No. You know, there is something seriously wrong with, I will never, ever consider Bruce Jenner a female, okay?
No.
I don't care how many surgeries he has, you know. I can't say this because Brian will just totally cringe.
As Bruce Jenner goes, I'll still consider him Bruce Jenner. I'll still consider him the guy on the Wheaties box and a triathlete.
That's right.
I will stand up and defend, though. He made his choice on what he does, but he does not push it on anybody else.
Okay.
He defends
okay.
the kids.
But it's pretty doggone sad that this guy, this man, comes out in the open as far as being, I don't believe in transgenderism anyhow, but... all he is playing dress up. That's all he's playing is dress
That's
up.
It.
And but it's pretty doggone sad that he fathers how many kids? Six kids.
Yep.
He fathers, and then he decides to come out because he's so brave for coming out. You know,
well,
he should have done that.
He has
he should have done that.
Kendall and Kylie. He's got
no.
three. Yeah, the other three
no.
are Robert Kardashians.
You are so wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, why don't you look up Bruce Jenner?
Oh, no, he's got
he
four.
Has,
he's got Brody, he's got Rob, he's got Kylie, and he's got Kendall.
Rob is not his.
No, Rob is Kardashian, so he's got three.
Yeah. No, he has more than that. He has more
I don't
than
know
that.
For sure,
it
so
does,
I'm staying
it,
out of this.
It doesn't... Actually, it doesn't really matter how many kids he has. If he has one
no.
or if he has six, like I know he has six, Brian. And maybe.
It's just a matter of how many kids he's influencing. That's what. Bert, Cassandra, Christy, Scott, Brandy, and Brody.
Okay, how many is that? Five?
Five. Bert, Cassandra,
okay.
and Brody, five.
Okay, but he didn't mention Kylie or Kendall there. So add Kylie and Kendall, so that's two more, so that would be seven kids. God,
wow.
You're a fast typer, Brian.
And this is the one that wants to be a woman. He's got seven kids and wants to be a woman.
But he comes out with that after the fact, after he donates his sperm to create these kids. Who does that? That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. Plus, I mean... Let's not get into the woman that he murdered, and
I can't count how many fathers I've seen in Hollywood that have done what you just explained. I have all these kids, all these sons, and then want to go to this transgender shit.
Well, and what is it for more notoriety? You have Megan Fox, who has three sons. And she's raising them all as females.
Mm-hmm.
What the
yeah,
heck?
I saw
what
that.
The...
I saw that the other day. Like,
she needs to be charged with child abuse.
Sure, she needs to be charged with child abuse.
Child endangerment.
Well, they're sterilizing these kids with these drugs. I looked it up the other day, and the hormones that they give, or the puberty blockers, excuse me, that they give these kids cause fertility issues. It says it all in the literature. But if you go online and talk, you know, they say, oh, no, there's nothing. You can just, stop taking them in your puberty and come back. Are you sure?
No. But no, because they put it in the food, too. I just sent you that thing from Dan Dix. And because Dan Dix is, although he was a little Hollywood star, he does live in Canada. And really, you should press for truth. You should follow him, and he says that, you know, they're putting these puberty blockers in our food. This is scary stuff.
I don't doubt it.
We need to first off is be proactive and start to grow our own food and stuff like that, because this is totally, totally ridiculous. You have farmer doctor Bill Gates, and he's pushing these vaccines. He went from a computer geek to a doctor to
he ain't even a computer geek. He stole his idea.
Exactly, to a farmer.
He's a biologist, a virologist.
And people, he's a nobody. He's a dishonest thief. That's all Bill Gates is.
Well, and now he's a kid. His family history is not the greatest, if you go back.
Oh, no. His family history is diddly squat shit.
Get it out there. Yeah.
You know?
As far as I'm concerned, he is in the same category as Dr. Fauci. He's a serial killer.
He is. His dad was one, too. Too far from the tree. You know, his dad used to pal around with Margaret Sanger, you know, the Planned Parenthood lady. They're eugenists. They want to control how many. Yeah, racists too. You know, they want to control how many.
The champion of the world.
She started Planned Parenthood because she wanted to diminish the African American population.
Yeah. And that was just one thing. I mean, she's an evil, evil witch.
And look at how many is killed over time.
And where do they predominantly put plan to put Planned Parenthood at? In predominantly black areas.
Exactly.
Why? And Planned Parenthood was the one that was promoting, black women to singly have babies instead of standing by their man and staying married and stuff. They were promoting that.
That is called targeted depopulation.
You know, and people just don't doggone realize all this crap, all of that, that we've been bombarded with. This is a well-oiled machine.
Well, a lot of people really don't want to accept the fact that their governments have been lying to them. Pharma has been harming them. The food agency is poisoning them.
All their nice little social programs that they think were there to help them were there to study them, to teach them, the government how to control them.
True. 100%.
True. And, you know, people, this is all of it is by design. You know, we have back in the 50s, single income, okay, single household income could purchase a house, buy a vehicle, put their kids in decent schools, put food on the table, and pay all the utility bills. Okay, that was a single income household in the 50s. Now you have double digit, sometimes even triple digit income households, and you can barely even, pay your mortgage.
But, yeah, well, you see what happened. A lot of what my opinion on it was, and I said, they convinced a whole lot of women that somehow working 8 to 10 hours for someone who doesn't care about you nor love you with their whole heart is less oppressive than, you know, being at home with your family and being their everything. And then some person responded and said it's a CIA psyop of Gloria Steinem, Miss Magazine, Summer of Love, Sexual Revolution, all from the CIA. More money,
well,
more taxes, and you get the kids that way. You get more in school. You get more in the daycares. You get more running the streets because the parents are busy.
Uh-huh.
And what happens? You get the kids. And that's what they're always, that's what they've been after all along. It's
changing them
to get their way.
For sure.
Or using them for their nasty, evil deeds. And I mean that, I've watched some of that documentary about the trafficking. I can't watch it. I have to take it in like small bits.
Yeah,
but
I can't watch it all either.
Well, no, it's hard for me to get through it. When he said, you know, even if I never saw it and just heard the screaming, I will never forget it. I will never get over it. Just the screaming alone is enough to just destroy you inside.
It's enough it gets to be enough for me to start loading my duffel bags and my rucksacks in my car.
Yeah, but where are you going to go?
And locking and loading and going
hunting. You know, you go to the next state and it's the same there. It's going to follow you every place. But yeah, Gloria Steinem was an asset. She was CIA. And,
for sure.
You know, burn the bras and women's lib and crap like that. Well, you know,
ain't no different than Hannah or Jane.
True.
I think Pol Pot should have gave her a room at the Hanoi Hilton, a VIP suite.
She, you know, and that's another thing. Why the fudgesicle wasn't Jane Fonda considered a terrorist and be treated as such? Hashtag Logan Act.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she should have been. She's a friggin' traitor.
Well,
that
brings us full circle, because it's the people like this that started this trafficking shit to begin with, that started this mass abduction. There's a lot of kids disappearing in this country and around this world, and nobody's saying anything about it. Why?
So where are the kids?
It's time that these people start being brought to light.
You know, as much as it horrifies me, have you ever seen the movie Hostel? You probably have, Brian. Yeah.
Oh, I did.
Well, that concerns me. I'm sorry. Like, I know people go, oh, it's so far-fetched. It's just a movie. Well, I'm not so sure anymore. I'm truly not so sure anymore, especially with the teenagers that go missing while they're hiking or backpacking across wherever. Oh, they just never came back. Okay, well, where did they...
Everybody's just going to leave it go and not ask questions?
Yeah.
Well, definitely life imitates art, okay, and not the other way around. And you have predictive programming in just about everything that you watch.
Oh, 100%.
You know, you had Terminator, which is
DARPA, and it is, people have got to pay attention.
You
sure
know,
they'll throw you
the
in.
The first time I ever heard of DARPA was actually in a video game called Metal Gear, and they were the bad, like, CIA op guys in the game.
Mm-hmm.
They were the dirty players. They were the dirty actors. They played both sides of the wall.
Yeah.
Well, they do.
And I meant to
they
say,
do. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I meant to say transhumanism. That's what I meant to say.
Well,
prop
it does. They want us to merge with the machine. Elon said
yeah.
that. I mean, he put a brain chip in someone and I'm supposed to be, like, believe that he's not a transhumanist. Okay. Sure he's not.
See, I have a lot of problems with Elon Musk.
I'm beginning to have a lot myself.
I do as well.
You have people praising him, thinking that he's right up there with God, and he's not. He's not. There is something definitely wrong with him besides him being on the spectrum.
Well, that happens when you're able to create controversy. You bring in more viewers.
This,
you bring in more customers. He is using
this
to promote SpaceX and Starlink.
But this is beyond controversy. This is he's actually doing that.
Uh-huh.
And anybody that wants to merge machine and man together, transhumanism, there's something seriously wrong. And then your brain is going to live forever. Who wants to have their brain live forever when their body is all gone? Who
Not
wants
me. People
to
who
do
are
that?
Afraid of death and have no faith?
You know,
exactly.
And that is again, that is all by design because, you know, it's I just watched this movie about taking prayer out of school, and it was every other word was the Lord's name in vain. I almost stopped watching it because I just got so sick of hearing the Lord's name in vain over and over and over again. But the end story is, you know, people were sick of her crap, her atheism, and they ended up ousting her. But, you know, this is to take it actually to the Supreme Court and get prayer taken out of school, you know, but then they're allowing Muslims to say their prayers in school and provide rooms for them. You know, when is the double standards going to stop? This whole country, I mean, it's lack of God. You know, God should never have been eliminated in the first place. And if somebody wants to take 10 minutes, 15 minutes out of their school day for some type of prayer, and I don't care, even if it's a prayer of the Muslims to their make-believe God, then so be it.
But if I understood, isn't the belief in God the same for like a few of the religions? It's just the interpretations of what comes after, or their saints, or their whatever, their prophets. That's the difference. But the God is the same. Or understanding that?
Okay, you can't. Okay, I can't consider God being, Brian's not stepping into this pile of
poop. No, no, I can appreciate that. No, no, I'm up for discussion on it. I don't really know exactly, so, you know, please go ahead.
No, just like the Quran. Quran is a made-up ideology. There's no proof to it. You know, you have what's his face that married all these 5-year old, 6-year old
Muhammad.
You know, Muhammad wasn't God. He's just some made up person.
The Quran the Muslim religion is nothing but a perverted idealism of Christianity.
And you know, it pretty much all goes against Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
And I just saw that movie too, Jesus Revolution. And I'm not a big, huge fan of Greg Laurie, just because I've had an encounter, not directly with him, but with his staff. So not a big fan anymore.
Oh,
but, no, because when the Rona was going around and they were closing churches and stuff like that, well, I called Greg Laurie's church, Harvest, to find out what their take was on all this, and it's like, yeah, you can still come to service, but you have to wear a mask and you have to social distance. And I said, so what you're telling me is that you believe in the government, not in God. And they didn't take that too kindly, but that was my interpretation of it. That was my interpretation of it, and because I was not going to go to a place of worship, you know, where they mask you up and social distance you. Like
well,
I said,
the churches were supporting the vaccine, even knowing what's in them.
Exactly. So I will not go to a church that has tax, what would that be called, Brian? Where you don't have to pay taxes.
You don't have to pay taxes.
And that's, it's N90.
It's called tax exempt.
Tax exempt, yes. I will not go to a church that is taxes exempt because they're more obligated to the state government than they are to God. And that's exactly what Greg Laurie is. And
I never put my faith in a church that puts their faith in the collection plate more than they do the cross.
And if anybody from Greg Laurie's staff or the church that follows Greg Laurie, they can call in too, 319-527-6092. Again, the phone number is 319-527-6092. And we'll take your call right away. But no, this is totally, completely ridiculous. I mean, I'm a pure blood, as if you want to label me. Come on, really? My computer just went black.
I just realized what today is.
What?
What's today?
I don't know. I don't know if Hope heard about this up there in Canada where she's from. But back in the day, there was an incident that is today referred to as the Ruby Ridge incident.
Oh, yes.
With a man by the name of Randy Weaver and his family, and his wife was murdered by the FBI. Shot in the head.
You know, this is another thing. Was it today or was it yesterday that was, wasn't it Pearl Harbor Day? I'll have to read this.
On the President's Day was the other day.
President's Day. I wish
my president a happy President's Day.
Okay.
I wish Donald Trump a happy President's Day.
Okay. Well, Donald Trump is one thing. Okay. Isn't anybody concerned why I just said that about Greg Laurie and then my computer?
Yeah, no, I'm waiting to see what happens.
I've kind of gotten used to stuff like that happening.
Thank you, NSA, for your patronage. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
you're in trouble.
See, that's I figured it out. That's what happened. We got 45 minutes left in the show, and you did not mention them, and they pissed them off.
I don't normally mention them all the time. It's just that when they do stuff to me directly, that's when I acknowledge them and thank them for their patronage. But this
it just gave you your opportunity.
This is so ridiculous. I'm so spent on these letterbox agencies. I think that they should all be abolished.
They didn't want you to think that they forgot about you.
I think they all should be abolished. But, you know, it is just so doggone sad that people put their faith in man instead of God nowadays.
I put my full faith in God. But the only faith that I put in man are the gifts that God gave him.
Well, sure, and I believe that a lot of people are blessed, and like Ben Carson, okay, totally, completely blessed with.
Oh, for sure.
You know, that is people. I cannot mention this enough. If you have the opportunity to see Gifted Hands, it's a mini documentary about Ben Carson. Oh my goodness. I mean, really, truly, you need to watch that. And
he not only does surgery with his heart, he speaks from his heart. I actually got to listen to him speak in person. The guy speaks from his heart.
You know, just an amazing soul. An amazing soul. And so, excuse me, so totally gifted, but he worked hard. He worked hard from where he came from, and to make it to what he is today. Oh my gosh, I have so much admiration towards him. But
he would be the one I would like to see stand out against these vaccines.
For sure. For sure.
Definitely.
That would be totally, completely nice. But getting back to these vaccines, oh my gosh. So what is it, Hope? I mean, since you've done so much research, now I had heard by the time a child is like before they're 5 years old, and this includes like, okay, you have the MMR, which is measles, mumps, and rubella, which is a 3-in-1. So there's three shots in one injection. So I heard that there was almost
300 medicines that go into a child's system before they are 5 years old.
Wow.
Oh, sorry, I hit a button. Oh, it's absolutely astronomical how many shots these children are given right now. The CDC just updated the guidelines, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, it's upwards of 90 by the time they're, like, 16 now down there. Like, you,
okay,
in the States, you seem to get more vaccines than we do, or even they do over in the UK.
When you look at the schedule, the amount that you guys take down there is absolutely crazy.
I can't believe how many you give it.
Do you have your exemption rules down there? We have them here. You just have to go to City Hall and ask for an exemption form. But the COVID one is a hard one to get an exemption for. Like, you really have to press for that one, even with the informed consent. But every parent has a right to informed consent with their child. You do not have to have any vaccine put in your child or yourself, for that matter. You can say no. And I don't know why more parents aren't just saying no and then looking this stuff up. Because the schools and stuff like that are bullying you into vaccinating your child. Okay?
That's right.
The A number one is, like, your child cannot be admitted into school unless they have such and such shot, such and such shot, such and such shot. And, or else they cannot enter into schools. But where there's a will, there's a way. I'm a firm believer in that. Now, back in the day, and it was easier, I'll tell you that, because I actually got to homeschool my kids. And excuse me, up until a certain grade, and then I stuck them in the indoctrination centers. But but I was actually registered as a school, so I was the whole nine yards. I was the principal, the teacher, the owner of the school. And you could, back in the day, come up and make your own curriculum. Now, my eldest, I put into school, I don't know what grade they were in, but put them into school, and they were highly advanced and stuff. And then they wanted to be homeschooled also in junior high. So I took them out of the indoctrination centers and home taught them again. And this time I did get the school's curriculum. And when you do that, then the school can count you as a student, so they get more money from the state for having a child enrolled in their school. And but I did not know that at the time. But I got the school curriculum from that particular school, and I bring it home, and I'm like, what the heck is this? And I'm just like, I could not understand the math part at all. Excuse me. So I take it over to my in-law's house, and my father-in-law, who was a genius, and it's like, Pops, hey, what the heck is this? How do I teach this? And he's like, I can't even figure it out, Eva. And so I in turn take it to his wife, and who is a teacher, but she does elementary kids, and she couldn't figure it out either. So I'm going, okay, the heck with this. So I took back the curriculum, and I pulled my kid out of the non-existent class that they enrolled her in, and excuse me, and those are my allergies that are acting up, and so I went back to my own made-up curriculum, and but what it was the year that they introduced Common Core math.
Oh, yeah.
That's how come none of us could figure it out.
Yeah.
And it's like it was
no different than having to relearn math all over again.
It's a stupid way. It's kind of like, okay, if you can do the division in your head, then why are you doing long division? Okay.
That's it.
And,
show your work. And I'm like, I can't show my work. I do it in my head. It doesn't make sense if I write it down. I screw it all up. I get the wrong answer. What do you want me to do?
Which some kids are like that. Okay.
Yeah.
Like when they add, they usually add right to left. Okay. Now, my brain works. We're doing it left to right.
That's the right.
I don't have dyslexia or anything like that. That's just how my brain works when it comes to math. And
yep.
which is very, very odd, but it works. But this Common Core, I mean, it not only takes you through the scenic route, but you're
around the world in 80 days.
You're stopping off at every souvenir shop on the way, and it is totally, completely ridiculous. It is
crazy
because no matter how you slice the pie, okay.
Well, don't
go there. Two plus two equals four. It does not equal five.
And
how can they possibly teach that kind of crap when and expect you to be some kind of a
because nobody has time to pay attention anymore.
I'd like
get
to know
a job
who
in the aero. But you know, actually, I think kids developed it. I think children developed it because they were too lazy to apply themselves.
That's apparent because even they can't understand it.
It is so ridiculous. It doesn't make sense, and it just rounds you off to the nearest number. That's all
you know,
it does.
I literally
that's what they've done with the machines
high
here.
School, in junior high school, throughout school, period. C's and D's in math in school. I got really good in math once I got out of school and started working construction.
And construction is a good one because it's measure twice, cut once.
Well,
yep.
It has to do with your geometry. It has to do with weight, mass, volume, everything.
I liked algebra. Algebra was my favorite. I loved algebra. I could do it like sleeping. It just made sense to me. A plus B equals C. Pardon?
Can you do it today, though?
Yeah, still. Yeah, exponents and everything. I love it.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't doubt hope could.
I can't do that today. I know somebody that was applying for online online college courses, and so I'm tested in calculus, right? And he tested third year. That would be third year in college, calculus, He's going, wow. I don't know how I did that because I didn't even try.
Maybe
or
I should go back
like
to
that.
College.
It's just,
how does the mafia say it in New York? Forget about it.
It just came to him naturally, and
I naturally ran away.
This is ridiculous. I wasn't saying anything wrong, and my computer just gave out again.
I told you, you didn't mention them. You hurt their feelings.
Well, I pulled up the CDC vaccine schedule while we were chatting here. It's atrocious.
Uh-huh.
It is bad. Okay, you want to hear it? They get the RS, the respiratory syncytial virus between birth to 6 months, one dose depending on maternal RSV vaccination status. Then they get another one between 9 months and 15 months. Then they get the Hep B, first dose at birth, second dose between 1 and 2 months, third dose between 9 and 15 months. Then they get the retrovirus, first dose at 2 months, second dose at 3 months. See notes for more after 6 months. Then they get the diphtheria, tetanus, I can't even say it, acicellar and pertitis. They get that at 2 months, the first dose, 3 months, the second dose, third dose at 6 months, fourth dose at 15 months. Then they get the some kind of influenza B, then that's first dose at 2 months, second dose at 3 months. Notes for 6 months, fourth dose between 15 and 12, 12 and 15 months. Then we have the pneumonia, I would assume pneumonia, I can't say it, I'm sorry. It's P-N-E-U-M-O-C-O-C-C-A-L. They get the first dose at 2 months, second dose at 3 months, notes for 6 months. Fourth dose at 12 to 15 months again. Then they get an inactivated poliovirus, 2 months for the first dose, 3 months for the second dose, third dose between 6 and 15 months again. Then they get the influenza on an annual vaccination schedule, first and second dose between 6 months and 12 months. They get mumps, measles, and rubella between 12 and 15 months. Like, how are these kids supposed to handle all of this? But they can't handle a cough or an actual infection. Exactly, and I'm not even done yet. Like, I'm not even at 18 months to 18 years yet. That's just between birth and 15 months, and there's more.
Oh my God.
But you know what they have on here right now? Oh yeah, at the very bottom, there's the monkeypox. But then there's a little green box showing between 6 and 12 months. But there's no schedule on it. But monkeypox is there. It's down on the very bottom.
Is not monkeypox a sexually transmitted disease?
I don't know. They have a meningitis with a big gray square, RSV with a big gray square, dengue fever. They say around 16 years, it looks like between 9 and 16 years, big gray box, and monkeypox, big gray box. So I'm assuming they're expecting to add them by the look of this.
And they came out with that monkeypox when that outbreak came out, and they found out that it was spread through the homosexual population. They squashed that story quick.
It was.
Yep.
Hope, can you,
send
that link to me?
Yeah, I can send it to you for sure.
They have that vaccination for children that young.
Yep, and I gave you the ingredients list. Like, I'll send you the full ingredients list, too, what's in all these vaccines. This is what these children are getting. Yep, and I...
Yeah,
can you just
send it in a private message, please?
For sure.
And,
no, I'll do it right now.
Because I thought it was almost 300 vaccines before the age of 5, but thinking about it. I mean, I didn't even think about it, to be honest with you. Brian, you are right as far as monkeypox. That's how come it was in the news that quickly and out of the news that quickly.
Wow.
You do have a caller with their hand up.
Awesome. We will put them on the air. Welcome.
Yes, thank you very much for taking my call. This is Brother Mike. And absolutely,
oh,
you guys are
Mike! Right.
Yes.
Mike, this is Eva. How are you?
Oh, yes, yes. This is good, my dear. I didn't know you are here now. So I should come.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
Yesterday, the Blog Talk was shut down yesterday, so I let them have my spot today. But I do my shows on Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
But under what name, please?
Our Reality Radio and Common Sense for Dummies.
Oh, okay, okay. Go ahead, please.
Will you remind the listeners where you're calling from, Mike?
I am calling from Singapore. We are 13 hours ahead of you guys.
Oh.
13 hours ahead of you right now.
Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Hi.
What would you like to talk about?
I thought it was you, Mike, because of the phone number, wink, wink.
Well, I know. Long time, we all have, good rapport with each other, with our shows, and you are important journalists. I am also, and all your panel are top journalists, too. So when you're talking about the monkeypox, and et cetera, absolutely. Right now, the Disease X is giving the headlines for the whole world right now. And also Alaska pox as well, and a few other ones as well in Oregon was bubonic, a bubonic plague came, and they caught it early, and just one person died in Oregon.
Yeah, I've seen that, the resurgence of the Black Death, bubonic plague.
Absolutely. I strongly believe we are headed for the second shutdown because, economic is collapsing and, Persian Gulf is in fire right now. Anytime Ayatollahs can come and, close the Persian Gulf, and gas will go up 4 or 5 times whatever amount as each state you are paying for. So nobody is going to deliver food or any other commodities to anywhere in the United States. And so as a result, it's going to be a breakdown of all aspects of life in not only USA, also in NATO, also in Canada and around the globe as well. Whatever we are going to witness is going to come everywhere. So we are having a lot of issues right now. As I said, Persian Gulf is number one, Israel, we have Ukraine and Russia, and we have China and Taiwan, and also North Korea with South Korea. So all this, they can at the moment notice, it's all may go very quickly at the same time. It's like an earthquake. It's waiting to happen for the world population. And that's why very well we will be going to a new shutdown in order to have more control on the people. Go ahead, please, Neva and other friends.
Well, do you think this is partly to do with the WHO pandemic treaty coming through? Like the WEF put out in 2018 about Disease X. They were worried about it. They were looking at it. And then we went through COVID, and now the WHO is preparing this treaty. I think it's like very soon, isn't it? Don't we only have a couple of weeks to actually make some noise about this before they get all power and take sovereignty away from all the countries? And that's where the shutdown would come from?
Yeah, absolutely, because...
Do you think they have the... It's like, they say they don't have the power to do it, but in all reality, is that where the push is going to come from as they, you know, they scare everybody into believing about Disease X?
Absolutely, it can happen because, you know, COVID, with the COVID, which we saw that COVID was a joke. COVID was just nothing really important, but that we needed to put vaccines. And in Israel, the people of Israel put 5 vaccines now. In Canada, I mean, my relatives over there, they have put 4 vaccine, and the 5th one is going to be soon. And I keep telling them, enough is enough. Stop this madness, because they, for example, my relative got cancer of lymph node, cancer of mouth, cancer of thyroid. I mean,
wow.
All these things should not be happening at all. But a poor friend, a poor relative of mine, doesn't listen. He say, no, we have to obey. This is Canada. We have, if we don't put it, we can capture die. I said, okay, you have one life to live. If you catch it and if you die, let it be. But not like this. Now is a slow death. All the medical centers in Canada got rich as a result of not only my relative got it, everybody has the cancer in pretty much in Canada right now. Those people who put 4 or 5 shots, oh my gosh, they're sick and sick as the hell. And the medically and doctor-wise in Canada is very bad. Lack of doctors, lack of nurses, lack of hospitals. So really, even if they want to go see somebody, they have to wait like 3-4 months in the line. It's very nasty.
100%. I'm from Canada. Yeah, I live in Canada right now. And up here, unfortunately, what a lot of people didn't realize is we have law on the books. It's informed consent law, and it's been upheld in the Court of Appeals. You have the absolute right to say no. Nobody can force you. And if you go because of a mandate or a coercion, the doctor can actually be held liable for injecting you. He can be charged with criminal negligence. And a lot of people just don't understand that. And for the ones that did, they were afraid to say no and push back because they thought that they had no recourse. And you absolutely do. It is a law. Mandate is not a law. And the government came out and said, well, they were only a suggestion. And it's the wording that they used. And unfortunately, a lot of people just didn't believe that they could say no to the government. And you're right about the health care up here. It is absolutely atrocious. They put people on pills. I know people that have been on antidepressants for over 10 years and have not talked to a psychologist once.
Absolutely.
All it is.
Because of
everything,
your lack of doctors, more doctors coming to the United States from Canada anyway. Not only we welcome them, I mean, at least we get more doctors here, so at least for American citizens, you know, if people wants to go doctors and to have accessibility more faster. But at the same time, we are sorry, we feel sorry for our Canadian friends and neighbors who are there because, you know, they have to wait so long to see a doctor. And even for emergency, I mean, my relative had, you know, seizures and went in coma, and they did not call ambulance for her, you know, because ambulance, they ask you 40 minutes questions before even they come.
Oh, my gosh.
In Ontario. And then even if they call, even if they come, then they put the person, take it to the hospital, and there is no bed. So they put them in the, it's like Russia, like North Korea or like other countries, they put them in the, you know, in
the hallway.
Floor of
they put people
hospital.
In the hallways.
Yep.
Yes. Yep. They'll leave you in the hallway. They'll put you in a chair and say, if you're feeling worse,
so they
contact
they
a nurse.
To
how are you supposed
anymore.
To do that if you're falling over in the chair? No.
Right.
That poor. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen some pretty horrible things at the hospital. Mind you, I've had my own personal experiences go to hospital, too. So.
Yeah, it's very weird. So how the Canadian people are surviving? I mean, okay, here in USA or anywhere in the world, I mean, you call the correct number, you explain, they will be there within less than 3-5 minutes at the most. And here in Canada, you know, I know that people when immigrate to Canada, or even if they come to United States and go back to their homeland, you know what they do? They bring the ladder with themselves. They bring morphine, XR with themselves, and many other pain medications, because they say, if I fell down in Canada, I break my leg, it will be probably 2-3 weeks or months to able to show even to a doctor. So meanwhile, I have my dilated morphine, etc. I mean, I couldn't believe it, but I know it's true.
Yes, yeah, socialized healthcare, and unfortunately, the people that push the paper get all the money, and the healthcare suffers. They're not putting the money into the right place. I mean, every year you hear over-suffering, we had to cancel surgeries because of flu, or we had to, you know, we had to close a hospital because we're being overrun. Well, how is that any different from COVID? You didn't think you needed beds? Every year it's the same thing over and over again. We don't have enough beds. We don't have enough beds. And they closed the whole hospital here. We had two. We had the General Hospital and we had the Hotel Du Hospital. And they just closed it. Just out and out closed it. And then they just do, like, you know, day visits in there. They have people in and out. It's just a factory of people, revolving door, round and round, but nobody really gets any care. And then the hospital complains they have no beds for people. You have to wait 3-6 months to see a specialist, if you're lucky. If you're lucky, you get in that. I know people that have been waiting 9 months for chest x-rays because they can't get in to see a specialist because they're overbooked.
Well, I know here in the United States, or in California, is what they did was they sealed off, like, the entrance to the hospital, and they put up, I don't know, a tarped, like, tunnel, and they take you, like, to the side or the back of the hospital and then test you before they would let you get go into the hospital, and that's how they were sheltering the hospitals from allowing the public to know really how many people were in those were admitted into the hospital. I saw a video in New York where they had it blocked off also, and then they had these alleged, wink, wink, doctors and nurses out in the front giving interviews. Oh, the hospital's so crowded. If the hospital is so crowded and so busy, why are you out here giving interviews?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of
why
like those
dancing
those
in the hallways.
And those doctors and nurses that were doing TikTok videos.
Yes. That blew my mind. Had time to choreograph all of these videos and, you know, dancing through the hallway, carrying, like, what looked like body bags in one of them.
That's
right.
Just like when these politicians visit the southern border. It's nothing but a photo opportunity.
Right.
Yeah.
They
got to promote
so
their vaccine.
Crazy. Crazy.
Yes, absolutely.
It's gone beyond crazy anymore. It's got to unbelievable, but you have to believe it because it's happening.
Well, you can't deny your own eyes. I mean, they try to gaslight you as much as absolutely possible. Oh, you're not seeing it. No one is dying around you. No, not at all. Sorry.
Yeah.
And I mean, you just
sudden,
how much more do
start
we
disappearing?
See?
You just wish that it wasn't happening because this is, it's kind of like a nightmare that you can't wake up from.
100%.
Yeah. 100%.
It is so sad. So how is it there in Sri Lanka, Mike, as far as, when COVID was around, were they forcing people to get vaccinated there?
Yeah. Yeah, in Singapore, it was, they tried, but we didn't do
it. Oh, Singapore, I'm sorry.
Singapore, we do not oblige on it because, you know, we know the laws of Singapore, and the law is always is your side. I ask your listeners, please, even if you are in USA, Canada, you're anywhere, even Canadian. They say, oh, you have to do this, otherwise we will not, maybe close your banks and et cetera. Hey, go ahead, close my banks. There is another way to do it, to do business with Bitcoin and many other methods that are available. You know, hell with it. Go ahead, close my account, you know. But
And just like Hope was saying is that, They were using the word mandate, and mandate
right.
is not a law, and because
right.
They can't just willy nilly mandate it into a law. There's a process that they have to go through, and they use these words that people don't understand what they are, and so they're intimidated by the word, and they just go ahead and comply, which is very, very sad because I never fell for, you know, the mask and the vaccine crap, and it's just so sad, and I have family members and friends who did fall for it, and it's
yeah,
just,
like my family too. They have right now, I think it's number 5 shot, and they want to go and put it, and this time RSV and et cetera included in those three more. I mean, come on. I told them if you keep putting that, you will be vegetable very soon. And
yeah,
they don't listen up. But some people listen, some people don't. Some people can get it, some people don't get it. And that's always been the case, Niva.
Well,
for some people,
you're
that fear
right.
is too overpowering.
You're right. Absolutely right. I have to look at the Amish community because
yeah.
the Amish didn't get vaccinated or anything like that. Now, when the flu, wink, wink, the Rona was going around, you know, if somebody caught it, then they exposed everybody to it, and that way they could get it all under the rug. Everybody has it, so everybody's okay, everybody's healthy, and as far as vaccinating or vaccinations, the Amish don't get their children vaccinated, and they have the lowest death rate of anybody.
Absolutely. And right now, United States, 100,000 people did not put a vaccine, and over another 50 million maybe only put one vaccine. So, I mean, not those people, they say, we are the rebuilding America for future, if anything happened to America, but those will take care of it to rebuild the United States from scratch again, because they did
mm-hmm.
not put the COVID, so they're going to survive whatever hell is going to come for all humanity, but because they have more, you know, immunity and more regular immunity they have. They don't give you something and then make you immune for it. That's artificial immunity.
Mm-hmm.
But that was the bait and switch with these. They said you wouldn't get COVID and you wouldn't die if you got the vaccine. And then, oh, sorry, breakthrough infection. And then, oh, you can transmit it still. And then, oh, it just protects you a little bit. Here, take another one. And, oh, you need another one and another one again. People just spent. They just kept doing it. And it made no sense. And then they lined their children up. And it made absolutely no sense to me. And none of these were tested properly at all. The new, like you were saying about the RSV that they're getting, or the flu vaccine with the COVID, none of them were tested for co-administration. It says right there on their documents, if you look up their information sheets, there was no test for co-administration. And yet all of these doctors go on TV and tell you, oh, take both shots, it's absolutely fine. How? How are they getting away with this bold-faced line?
Well, also, I wanted to add in there was, because you brought that up about Canada, and now in Australia, they are allowed to sue now because of being forced by employers and stuff like that to take the vaccine. Now that they've, the statistics are in, not all the statistics, but as far as the deaths and stuff, how harmful the vaccine actually is, was, and will always be, now you're allowed to sue if you were forced into taking it. And I think that that should be worldwide, where these pharmaceuticals were exempt from being sued.
Well, they were, well, a bunch of them at the top were exempt from even taking it. I think it's, what, 158,000, Brian, were exempt? That was the CDC and the FDA, government employees. Wasn't that the number I sent you that one time? Yeah, 158,000 of them. They didn't have to take it. They were too important.
You know, again, back to common sense, if they are opening the borders, are allowing these people just to come into the country without being vaccinated or tested or anything, you know, common sense would tell you something's up in Chi-Town. And you cannot trust these people.
Absolutely.
No, I've asked that question 100 times. Where are they standing at the border to make sure all these people are inoculated with all these diseases they're worried about that they tell their own citizens they must be vaccinated for or else?
They don't even know how many come in, let alone vaccinated.
No, I can appreciate that, too. I know. It's just the hypocritical what they're saying about these vaccines and what they're doing to their own citizens. They're terrifying their citizens, but don't worry about the millions that are crossing the border every day, just willy-nilly.
Well, that's how they started the pandemic.
Right.
Yeah.
Brian, I just wanted to remind you about the time.
Yes, ma'am. We are down to our two-minute time limit. I would like to thank everybody for calling in. This was a fantastic show tonight. You guys did a fantastic job.
You're welcome. And thank you, Hope and Brian, my friends. One thing I need to tell you, please YouTube is Bottle of Life. That's where generic is never is same as brand name. And now everywhere you go, they push generic. Generic never tested in humans. And now when people are taking it, it's tested, and then they say, what are side effects? Which are more than the brand name it is. So please Google it or search it by any means, a bottle of life, and please listen to the lady who talks about half an hour about a bottle of life. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Thanks, Mike. I'll bring my show back next week, next Monday and Wednesday, excuse me, Tuesday and Wednesday. Brian's show is Sundays and Mondays. And mine is Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
Please, definitely
okay, so can you give me this? I know this one, Infinite Source. I learned it. And give me quick the other two names, please. So I refresh my memory.
It's Hope and Brian here
okay.
tonight.
Yeah,
my okay. my co-host Mike passed away. So
oh, I'm sorry for that.
Oh, thank you.
Goodness.
So I'm rebooting the network, but time is running out. So call in next
yes.
week, okay? And you take
please,
care, Mike.
Please.
Okay, okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Have a good evening, everybody. Good night. God bless.
Good night, everyone.
Kind humans.
Good night.
Bye-bye. Good night.